Chapter 26. The Biggest Mistake Most Local Advertisers Make. Diversify. Spread it around. Reduce the risk. It's a long-standing, well-regarded strategy in the business world. You need to diversify your portfolio to protect yourself, would be typical advice you might hear from a financial planner. An ad agency might recommend a media mix to cover all your bases. Sounds smart. Unfortunately, when it comes to local advertising, it's the biggest mistake most local advertisers make. Most local advertisers try to be in way too many places than their budget will allow. When it comes to where to invest their advertising budget, most local advertisers execute the little bit here, little bit there mentality. Most local advertisers don't have enough confidence in any specific medium to commit to a dominant presence, so instead, they dabble in lots of different advertising vehicles and end up with zero presence in any of them. Our recommendation? Get focused in fewer places. Identify the outlets where you're currently investing advertising dollars that aren't delivering results you demand, and stop spending with those partners. Recapture those precious advertising dollars and move them to those few advertising outlets you know are working. Identify those few advertising outlets that are highly targeted to your core, that you already know are working, and dominate there. I've had to tell many local advertisers over the years, you don't have the budget to be effective in all the places you're in. And if you're not sure whether it's working for you, why spend there? Jim Doyle and Associates has been built on recommending that advertisers redirect their ineffective ad dollars over to those media outlets that are targeted and are already working. We've helped thousands of local advertisers increase their advertising results without increasing their advertising budget. As my colleague, senior marketing consultant David Melville, simply yet brilliantly puts it, find out what works, then do more of it. But we see it all the time. Advertisers who insist on spreading it around, taking little bits of their budget and trying every little advertising opportunity. It's typically driven out of fear that they'll miss somebody. Usually, the biggest offenders are those with the smallest budgets, and those are the advertisers who can least afford to do so. For years, Jim Doyle has said, the scarcer your resources, the narrower your focus should be. Those businesses with little to invest in advertising need to be more discreet with where they spend. To be more effective, learn to concentrate your ad spend. Concentrate into fewer places. Concentrate into fewer weeks. Concentrate into fewer days. Concentrate into fewer day parts. Concentrate into fewer programs. As a local advertiser, you're probably in way more places than you think. I've asked many local advertisers, so how many different places are you spending? I typically hear an answer like this, oh, I don't know, 5 or 6, I guess, maybe 7. Then, when I run down my exhaustive list of absolutely every place imaginable a local advertiser could spend money, we find out that they're in 16 different places. It counts if you're spending money in the church bulletin. It counts if you're spending money in the high school yearbook. It counts if you're sponsoring a booth at the health fair. Lifestyle magazines, radio, broadcast television, cable television, Google, AdWords, Angie's List, Yellow Pages, Facebook, direct mail, bus sides, billboards, SEO, SEM, newspaper, sandwich boards, county fairs. It all counts. A dollar spent on a less effective avenue is a dollar you could be spending to build on the other dollars on the ones that work. Practice the law of sacrifice, which says, in order to attain something you believe is of greater value, you must give up something you believe is of lesser value. Force yourself to identify what's working and what isn't, and give up those outlets that are not working. Practicing the law of sacrifice becomes much easier when you know what's working for you, and you're better able to know what's working for you when you stop branding and create a spectacular offer. Hopefully you agree that advertising builds over time. There's a saying, the last dollar in is the best dollar spent. This means that once you identify those few advertising vehicles that work for you, and you commit to dominating those vehicles, each new dollar you add reaps the momentum of the other dollars already invested there. Each new dollar in has the momentum of the other dollars working for it, so the next dollar works better, and the next dollar works even better, and so on. It's kind of like being on the treadmill. Imagine if you woke up this morning and said, I'm going to do a half an hour today, and you got on the treadmill and away you went. Then you got to your 30th minute and you say, whew, that was a good workout. You know what? If you could squeeze 5 more minutes out of yourself right then and there, that would be the best 5 minutes you spent on the treadmill. Your heart rate is up and you'll burn more calories in that 5 minutes than the first 5. And the 5 minutes after that will be an even better increment, and so on. The last dollar in is the best dollar spent. It's that momentum that will give you that snowball effect in advertising that we're all after. The, oh my gosh, I see you all over the place response. And the way to achieve, I see you all over the place, is not by putting a little bit here and a little bit there. It is, in fact, by advertising in fewer places with super high frequency. I once met with a dominant player in the funeral category in the Midwest. They had 11 locations and a 33% market share. Television was a good part of their total advertising budget, and they were using 4 local broadcast TV stations in the market. After years of experience, they decided broadcast television delivered the best return on their advertising investment, so that's where they allocated the bulk of their advertising budget. Their budget was healthy, but I felt it wasn't big enough to justify using all 4 broadcast stations. Even with a healthy budget, by choosing to use 4 stations, they were still spreading it too thin. I knew that by concentrating into fewer stations, they'd increase their frequency, thus increasing the effectiveness of their ad spend. To support my position, I compared a schedule using 15 commercials a week over the 4 stations, total of 60 commercials, to a schedule running 30 commercials a week on just 2 stations, again, a total of 60 commercials. As expected, the frequency went up dramatically. And because we narrowed to the 2 most targeted stations of the 4, the reach went up dramatically as well. It was a powerful statement to the client. Same number of commercials over fewer stations made the schedule far more effective. Stop spreading it around.